The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, the Commission for Regulation of Utilities has ordered energy companies to find ways to curb energy consumption between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 to avert blackouts in the coming months. According to a report in today's Irish Independent, the regulator sent a document to energy companies warning of an expected capacity shortfall in the coming years if demand is unmitigated, with particular challenges expected this winter and in 2023. For more on this, I'm joined by Aoife Foley, Professor in Energy Systems Engineering at Queen's University in Belfast. Aoife, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, writing to energy companies and telling them, find ways to stop this, find ways to mitigate, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to make electricity on either side of 5 to 7 very cheap and electricity between 5 to 7 very expensive? And do they have the mechanisms to do that?
Well, what they can do is they can look at your bill and they can see, they know your demand more or less. They don't know what appliances are on or off, but what they can do is they can do a price encouragement with individuals. So I suppose I'm not very old and I'm not very young, but can anybody remember the 50-50 cashback gas tariff from the 80s? When we had a gas supply issue in the country and we had an electricity supply issue as well in the 70s and the 80s. And what happened was different pricing structures were put in place to encourage people to consume at different hours of the night and day. So say, for example, if you were taking your dishwasher, if you were leaving your dishwasher on for maybe 3 hours or 20 minutes, it's, 1,000 to 1,500 watts of electricity. And what you do is, rather than putting it on at 6:30 in the evening after you have your dinner or 7 o'clock in the evening, you put it on when you're going to bed. So they're all the simple things we can do. So instead of having even another, I suppose, 5 and 7 are the real peaks, but also 12 to maybe 1:30 in the afternoon are the afternoon peaks. So instead of having your shower from the gym, wait, to a different time of the day if you have, if you're using an electric shower, using your storage heaters, turning on your electric hot water heating, all of these things, you just need to think about when your timer is set. You don't need to have smart meters. We all didn't have smart meters in the 70s and 80s, but what we did was, our mother, God bless them, they gathered the troops at home and they said to us, you can't have a shower now at 6 o'clock in the evening. Wait until 8 o'clock or 8:30 or wait until 7:30 until we've just gone through that peak.
Yeah.
So
now,
that's what we can do as individuals. But how the companies can do it is they can have different pricing structures and arrangements.
Now, you talk about smart meters. I mean, obviously, your meter is going whizzing around when you're using a lot of power. The meter reader comes along, or it's done automatically in some meters, I suppose, and finds out how much you've used. But do they have real-time information on when you're using it?
Some do and some don't. Not everybody does, okay? More modern houses do. Older fuse boards, older meter boxes don't, unfortunately. But, it goes on your total kilowatt hours, okay? So your bill is on your total kilowatt hours. And what they can do is, if you go to those off-peak hours, you'll have a lower bill. Because the way they structure it is they know themselves in the system, their demand. So they want to flatten that peak demand between 5 and 7 p.m.
Yeah, but if they don't know when I'm using it, what's the difference? I mean, they can do it in a global way. They can say, if we can encourage people to use power outside certain areas, we bring demand down, therefore we flatten the curve and we can cope. We don't have outages. But how do you actually help someone, if they don't have a smart meter, how do you help someone to lower their bill if they don't know when you're using it?
Well, I suppose, Pat, we didn't have smart meters in the 70s and 80s, okay? Mm. So we did have flexible tariffs, and we got people, and how the power system knows, because it was ESB, how they knew is basically they could see that there was a shift and a reduce in demand during the peak hours. And then everybody benefited from that.
So even if you were a bad boy or girl and you cooked your dinner between 5 and 7 and put your dishwasher on,
it's like speeding. If everybody regulations and laws are for people who break the laws, but unfortunately, you're always going to have bad boys.
Yeah, but I'm saying that everyone got the reward, even. But it's again, if most people do the right thing, so what if there are a few rogues who scam the
system?
And that's
the way of life, unfortunately. You know, when I'm doing exam papers or we're marking assignments, you're always going to find one outlier. You know what I mean? And it's like somebody there's always going to be somebody who's going to put their phone up to their ear driving down the road. Unfortunately, majority of people won't. And, you know, we can't roll out all these smart meters in the space of a month or two. We can't change the system. All of this is taking time, and we know it's going to take time because every country all over the world is in the same predicament we are in, different levels, different degrees. We're all looking for the same technologies at the same time. There's chip issues, so not alone are electric vehicles being affected. Smart meters are being affected. You know, computer industry is being affected. All aspects of all technologies that use some sort of chip, they will be affected.
All right, so what we really need,
supply issue,
we need everyone,
energy issue.
We need a kind of a national maybe change in attitude and a few very easy rules to maintain, like delay your dinner until after 7 if you can, put on the dishwasher after peak hours, cut
the
down
the dishwasher and the tumble dryer, particularly a tumble dryer. A tumble dryer is a very heavy domestic load, so for the person at home, you know, a lot of people who live in apartments and flats, you know, they can't hang their clothes out. They only have, a tumble dryer. They have to use it. So, you know, avoid using it during the peak busy hours on the power system. And to me, those peak busy hours on the power system are between maybe 7 o'clock in the morning until 9:30, 12 o'clock to 1:30 in the afternoon, and 5 to 7. Yeah.
And you don't have to go around in a flimsy T-shirt in your house or apartment. You can wear a sweater.
And with your heating ramped up, please don't do that. Yeah. You know what I mean? Put on a jumper. Do what an older person does. Older people tend to have lower electricity and heating bills because they're more frugal, because they grew up in an era of, you know, they weren't wearing their shorts and their T-shirt, walking around in the middle of winter when it's, say, -2 or 0 degrees outside or 4 degrees Celsius with their heating ramped up. Are their electric storage heater ramped up to 20-odd degrees Celsius?
Yeah, some of the comments coming in, when everyone is running their dishwashers and washing machines going to bed, will that not also cause a peak?
No, because it'll flatten the curve, because what it is we have certain generators that are on the system all the time. So we have a base load, okay? So that base load is always there in the background of the system. What we need to do is we need certain plants that are mid-merit and peaker plants. And the peaker plants, they're your fast-acting gas generators. They're your Turlock Hill, which is your pumped hydro station in County Wicklow. Yeah. They come on during those peaks to make sure that the system is balanced so that we have that 50 hertz frequency, which is our magic number, between 49 and 50. That's where we want it to sit.
Now, a final point is about doing the dishwashing and clothes washing and tumble drying when you're going to bed. All the fire experts say these are the most dangerous electrical instruments you have in your house, the most dangerous machines. What do you say to those concerns?
Well, I suppose, look, they were still dangerous, and they were probably more dangerous in the 80s when people had their, heaters and other bits of the pieces on at night. We don't live in a perfect world. We're in a funny, precarious situation in that we have the Ukraine at the moment. This is the world we're living in now. We've gone through COVID and we've gotten used to it. We're just going to have to be more resilient. And we can see from climate change, the extreme heat events. And, you know, if we get a beast from the east or we get a storm, Arwen, like they had in the northeast of England over the winter, where we have, you know, power lines knocked out, that's much more precarious than having to shed some load. I mean, large industrial loads where they may have backup diesel generators, or in the case of a data centre, they'll have UPS as well as backup diesel generators. So all of these systems, and that's what Airgrid is saying, they're going to reach out to them. The regulator is going to reach out to them. And it's, I remember in the 80s and 90s, I worked for ESB International myself in the 90s, and some large loads, we'll say John A. Woods in Cork, you can hear from my accent, I'm from Cork, although I work in Belfast, you know, certain times of the night and day, crushing was shifted on that site.
Okay, so there are things that we can do. We can box clever. Aoife, thank you very much for joining us. Aoife Foley, Professor in Energy Systems Engineering at Queen's University in Belfast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.